I am VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
The security and defense of Europe is not separated of Ukraine security and defense.
European Council President Antonio Costa joined European Union leaders holding emergency talks on Thursday, finding ways to quickly increase their military budgets after the Trump administration signaled that Europe must take care of its own security and also suspended assistance to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked EU leaders for standing by Ukraine's side as the bloc kicks off crisis talks on confronting U.S. President Donald Trump's pivot away from Kyiv and its transatlantic partners.
It's great that we are not alone. We feel it and we know it. Thank you so much for everything and signals to increase our production and signals to, with a new program, to increase the European security.
Speaking to reporters in Brussels, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says putting money into defense in EU countries is essential for security.
For me, the most important thing now is to be very frank, to rearm Europe. And I don't think we have a lot of time. So rearming Europe, spent on defense and deterrence, that's the most important message.
European Parliament President Roberta Metsola says she will be blunt about what the European Parliament thinks about talks on beefing up defense in Europe.
This is something that we have been asking for a long time, that the European Union, that Europe is capable of standing up on its own 2 feet.
In his address to the nation on Wednesday, French President Emmanuel Macron said that Russia was a threat to Europe and Paris could discuss extending its nuclear umbrella to allies. Russia on Thursday accused Macron of quote-unquote nuclear blackmail and the rhetoric posed a threat to Russia. This is VOA News. On Thursday, U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas brushed off President Donald Trump's threats against them, saying it would only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Trump wrote on his Truth social platform, quote, "Release all of the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you," unquote. Trump's warning came hours after his administration revealed it held unprecedented direct talks with Hamas. In Gaza, reactions are one of exhaustion. "There is nothing left to weep for. We have been devastated, our homes reduced to rubble, our sons, fathers, and elders lost. There is nothing left to mourn. Trump threatened to turn Gaza into hell, but it has already become one. What more is there left?" That was Mohammed Salim, a resident of Khan Yunis. While Israel has said it wants to extend the first phase until mid-April, Hamas insisted on a transition to the second phase, which should lead to a lasting ceasefire. Hamas spokesman Hazem Kassim said Trump's words pushed Israel to disregard the terms of a ceasefire in place since January 19th.
"So Canadians should continue to buy Canadian, continue to stand up for each other."
Canada will continue to be in a trade war with the United States for the foreseeable future, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Thursday, a day after what he called a colorful call with President Donald Trump. Trudeau reiterated that his goal was to get tariffs removed. Canada immediately imposed 25% tariffs on $30 billion Canadian dollars of U.S. imports, and Trudeau said those measures would remain in place until the Trump administration ended its trade action. That said, Trump on Thursday said Mexico won't be required to pay tariffs on any goods that fall under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade until April 2nd. China vowed to fight a trade war with the United States to the end on Thursday as Trump imposed more blanket tariffs on Chinese imports this week. Commerce Minister Wang Wentao warned that U.S. tariffs threatened to, quote, hinder the development of the global economy, unquote. Romania detained 6 people on charges of trying to overthrow the state with Russia's help, prosecutors said on Thursday, and a 101-year-old former army major general said his home had been raided as part of the investigation. The suspects were detained on Wednesday, the same day Romania declared the Russian embassy's military attaché and his deputy persona non grata for what it said were acts contravening diplomatic rules. Romania's intelligence agency, SRI, said the 2 expelled Russian diplomats, quote, collected information in areas of strategic interest and took measures to support the anti-constitutional moves of the group, unquote. Moscow has said it will respond. That wraps up this update, but the world news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.